Title of today's message is Good News for the Women in Chatsworth, Georgia. Learned some things about Mother's Day this week. It's the third most celebrated day that we have in North America. And there are more phone calls made on Mother's Day than on Christmas Day or Easter or Thanksgiving. And it's okay for us today, one day early, to celebrate Mother's Day. I wanted to use as a springboard for our message today the story out of the book of Genesis about Abraham and Abraham's wife, Sarah. I wish that we could change some of the inequality, some of the way that women have been treated through time, and even the history of Scripture does not leave out that women appeared to be less important than men in some situations. But I can't change all that. And I am encouraged that in recent years there has been more interest in equality for women's rights. There was a time even here in America that women could not even vote. So changes have come, and I believe changes will continue to come. But I just want you to know that I believe God created women very special. And it's been by the entrance of sin that women have been treated with an inequality. And my hope and prayer for you as a woman is that you will recognize how special you are before God, and that God has a special and a unique plan just for you that no one else on earth can fulfill. The story here in the book of Genesis about Abraham and Sarah, it doesn't really speak to Sarah, but I think there's a silent message here, unspoken, but yet to me it's so clearly presented. God speaks to Abraham, and he tells Abraham, I want you to leave. And if you follow through with the story, Abraham obeys God, and Sarah is always right there with him. Anything he wants to do, as the story unfolds, she's there to support him. It takes a lot of courage to do that because some men are just not very smart. And some men do not always make the best choices. God had said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And if, today, if you would like to read all of the story, read Genesis 12 here through about 16 or chapter 18, and you will just sort of come away with a broad vision as to the promises God made to Abraham that his descendants would be as the stars that shine in the heavens. There was a big problem that's easy to recognize here, and the problem is they had no children. And yet God promises your children, your seed, shall be as the stars of heaven. Sarah's in this story, not just as a silent partner, but she's one who wants to be actively involved. Waits at least 10 years. She's believing God. If you will read those chapters, you will read about three visitors coming to their home, and they make it clear, you are going to have a baby, woman. And she says, she laughed and she said, I can't have a child. I don't exactly understand the full meaning and all of the lessons in this story. But I know this. As a woman of faith, Sarah was always by Abraham's side. And for at least 10 years there for a while, they must have spoken about that promise. And she waited and she waited. Finally, she decides to sort of help God out a little bit. And some of us have condemned Sarah. We have to remember, we don't know all of the story. We just know the results of the story. She said to Abraham, I can't have this child. Maybe God intends for me to give you a child some other way. Hagar is a wonderful part of our family. Why don't you take Hagar? You know, as I've said before, sometimes men just don't even think right. If you're a man and your wife ever tells you to even look at another woman, don't you do it. For whatever reasons that we put on it, all this took place. And it created a lot of trouble. But in God's timing, and actually, God is never in a hurry, and yet He's never late, and He's always on time. And God had given a promise, and the promise would come to fruition, but it would come on God's time. And it would represent a mighty miracle when Sarah would have a son and when Abraham would be made happy. I would like to overlook the mistakes that Sarah made with Hagar and even Abraham. You see in this story of an illustration of tremendous grace, of God being able to take an awkward situation and still use events so that His purpose is accomplished. I think for every mother, for every woman, there's a deep longing in their heart for things to be right. Sometimes my feminine side comes out, and I want that as well. Corrie Ten Boom writes about her sister Betsy, and they were in a concentration camp in Ravensbrück. It was a terrible place. They had no food. Supplies were non-existent. At night they slept on straw, and hot in the summer and cold in the winter, and times were really bad. But in the summer especially, the fleas were just rampant by the thousands. And she began to cry, God, please, I can take anything, but I just need to rest. Come on, you know, can't you do something about the fleas? I hate fleas, don't you? They bite and make red places on your skin and you itch. And if you have a pet or an animal, you're always trying to keep the fleas off of it. The devil must have made fleas. I don't know where they came from. But she prayed in the concentration camp, Lord, please, can you take away the fleas? They started a Bible study. Bible study for the Jewish people that were there, and the crowd grew and they got up, I think it was somewhere close to about 100 people studying the Bible. She began to be concerned if the guards find out that we are studying the Bible, that we even have a copy here of the Bible. It's punishable by death. And so they scratched here and scratched there and scratched everywhere and studied the Bible at the same time. And they never got caught. Somebody overheard the guards talking. And the guards said, "We never go in there because of the fleas." So what really was a real bad thing with all the fleas turned out to be a safety net for them in the long run. They just did not realize it at that time. I know what some of you are praying for, just like some of the men in the church here today. We're praying for people we love that have disease. We're praying for rebellious children. We're praying for difficulties at home. We're praying for finances. You are praying that you can be a strong woman, a good mother. And children do not come with a manual. How I often wished I had a manual. I still wish that. My kids are all grown and have kids of their own. But it would be so nice to just have a manual. Just do A and B and C and this will happen. If the truth is really told, I think there's a commonality of purpose that God just places into the heart of women and especially to mothers for their children. I have to share with you the thought, but I don't really like it. Found in the book of James. It says, "Count it all joy when you fall into different circumstances." That's kind of hard to do. I don't know her name. I know the name of her son. The son's name was Harold. When Harold was born, he had no arms. He was struggling to put on a shirt. About 3 years old. And he moved to the left and moved to the right and contorted his body up in a number of different ways to put on his shirt. His mother was standing there watching and someone else was in the room and they said, "Why don't you help him put on his shirt?" And with tears in her eyes, she says, "I am helping him." She was teaching him to be a survivor and to do things on his own and to make it in life. That's what mothers do, even when no one else understands it. In the story here in the book of Genesis, it all turns out okay. God had said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, leave your family, go from your father's house, Go to a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. But that could never happen without Sarah. God bless you as a woman of faith. I hope you have a good day tomorrow. I hope whatever comes your way can be received with thanksgiving. But receive from our church family today the idea that we love you very much. Appreciate the role that you play in our church family, how you represent God at home. And our prayer is, just like with Sarah, someday we shall all enter the promised land together.